The Gulf ports in Houston and Corpus Christi will still not likely be the number one choice for the much larger vessels, often carrying goods from China and Japan. That port is located in Southern California, but experts are predicting that that port will reach capacity.
And so Texas will receive the overflow traffic.
Mark Cross is with the Texas Department of Transportation. TxDOT has put together a Panama Canal stakeholder working group. It's comprised of members from various concerned groups like the Texas Association of Manufacturers, Texas Port Association, and the Texas Farm Bureau. The group has less than a couple of years to figure out what to do with what appears will be a significant increase in traffic. The question is that enough time?
Well, I don't know if it's enough time, but we feel like we're getting out ahead of it. We still got some time before it happens. So we still got some time to put a plan together and hopefully, you know, go to work on making it happen for Texas.
The real massive issue facing larger ships is that the channel depths on the seaside are not sufficiently deep.
Robert Harrison is the deputy director at the Center for Transportation Research at the University of Texas.
So the critical bottleneck at the Gulf Coast is not the responsibility of the DOT or the railroads, or indeed port authorities like Houston or Corpus Christi. But it's the Army Corps of Engineers and the federal government who are responsible for maintaining the channel depths.
But it appears that the state, not the feds, will be left footing the bill for any transportation improvements, specifically to the ports. And State Representative Larry Phillips of Sherman doesn't like it. He chairs the House Committee on Transportation.
Currently, a tax is collected on those items that come in, and those go into a port maintenance fund at the federal level, which is not, those funds have not been returned, you know, dollar for dollar back to Texas.
Phillips says the Port of Houston, for example, contributes about $125 million to that federal fund and only gets $25 million back. But the Port of Houston has decided to take that responsibility into its own hands. It has submitted a request to the Army Corps to widen and deepen its Bayport channels. Port officials say they're already seeing an increase in large vessel traffic, mostly due to the petrochemical industry, and they can't wait a decade to expand, so they'll pay for the expansion without federal dollars. Robert Harrison says, bottom line, the expansion of the Panama Canal is a good thing for the world's economy, and therefore a good thing for Texas.
When we have multiple corridors, we have a much more competitive situation. When we have a more competitive situation, those companies that are moving to Texas, in Texas, moving through Texas, have a variety of options, and the more efficient, larger canal will be one of them.
Panama Canal Stakeholder Working Group is scheduled to meet one time a month for the next 6 months to get all the concerns on the table. Andy Euler, KUT News.